Hey, Steve, how's it going?
What's up, bud? I'm all right, thanks. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm just getting over a cold and my head hurts a little. But I'm doing okay, other than being slightly bummed about a test I failed last week.
Ah, yeah, that must be a bummer.
Of course it's a bummer, but anyway. I have a question I wanted to ask you. My brother will be going to the USA for a few weeks this summer, and we're all curious to know if it's like we see in the movies.
Ah, yeah, that's a pretty common assumption. In college, we're all Van Wilder, and then afterwards, you can witness scenes like in How I Met Your Mother in any Irish bar you choose.
Well, when you say it like that...
I'm sorry, I didn't want to offend you. This is just a question that makes me smile.
But you Americans are always smiling.
Only when life is good. But since life is pretty sweet in general, yeah, we do smile quite a bit. Anyway, let me help you out with that question a bit. First of all, Americans seem very open, even when they don't know you well. But many sayings and much small talk is simply courtesy. For example, the question, how are you, is used as a greeting, and the generally accepted response is fine, unless you know the person well.
Oh. Then why even bother to ask?
Well, I'm not quite sure, other than it's considered to be polite. Another thing that is common is that if he goes to anyone's house for dinner, he will be served the first time, maybe, but after that, it will definitely be self-serve. He shouldn't take this as an offense, though, because what this means is that he has been accepted into the group. It will then be up to him to make small talk and interact with the others.
Well, that's certainly different. And should he take something if he is invited?
Absolutely, but that works just like it does here. He should take something small to show his appreciation for the invitation and the event that the host has given. Another big difference is that religion and politics are topics that absolutely must be avoided unless he is asked first. These two topics in the USA are particularly taboo, but he may be asked his opinion since he's foreign. That said, he should not argue like it might happen here, as that will seem particularly aggressive and won't help him make any friends. Politics, when discussed between people who disagree, is usually discussed dispassionately. And to not do so shows a lack of control and of respect for the other party.
Wow, well thanks for letting me know. Politics is definitely discussed more openly here in that case. It's almost seen as ignorance if you're not at least tangentially aware of what is happening. People almost speak about politics and sports in the same way, loudly and passionately.
Yeah, it has taken some getting used to, that's for sure. Hey, so why don't you and I head down to the river and relax? I heard the rest of the group is down that way.
That sounds great, let's go.